A letter to the Bishop of Rochester, the Lord Cobham, Lord Buckhurst, Mr. Controller, Mr. Vice Chamberlain, Mr. Woolley, Mr. Fortescue, the Lord Chief Justice of the Common Pleas, Mr. Justice Gordy, Dr. Aubrey, and Dr. Lewin. Whereas there hath been of late printed and published certain lewd and seditious libels and pamphlets, tending not only to the disturbing of the common peace of the church, but also to the discrediting and defaming of divers of the bishops and other ecclesiastical persons, thereby to bring their functions into contempt. The author whereof entituleth himself by the name of Martin Marprelate, and whereas it is discovered that Sir Richard Knightley, Roger Wigton, and John Hales have been acquainted with the printing and publishing of the said books, and have been favourers and abettors of the said Martin Marprelate in his disordered proceedings for the meeting wherewith, and to the end, the author and his sectaries and favours may be the rather discovered, and for that the persons before mentioned are probably acquainted with the said Martin, and can disclose who and what he is, yet hath been thought meet by Her Majesty and by us. That some fit persons of credit and understanding should have to be nominated to have the examining of the said Richard and the rest, and the bolting out of the matter meet to be discovered in that behalf. And therefore choice hath been specially made of you, the Bishop of Rochester, the Lord Cobham, Lord Buckhurst, Mr. Controller, Mr. Vice Chamberlain, Mr. Woolley, Mr. Fortescue, the Lord Chief Justice of the Common Pleas, Mr. Justice Gordy, Dr. Aubrey, Dr. Lewin, who are hereby required and authorised. Any three of you, of whom two to be of the Privy Council, forthwith to assemble yourselves, to gather, and to call before you the said Richard Knightley, Wigston, and Hales, now prisoners in the Fleet, and effectually to examine them, either together or apart, as to you shall be thought meet upon such interrogatories as, after view of the matters wherewith they are charged, you shall frame against them. And then to use your best and uttermost endeavours to find the author of these said libels, and such have set forth and dispersed any of these seditious books and pamphlets, by the direction either of the author or of any others, and such as by the examination you shall find and perceive to have been doers therein, you shall likewise call before you, examine and committee according to your discretions. And as you shall there, by from time to time discover the parties that have been the authors, stirrers, or procurers of the penning, publishing, or dispersing of the said books, you shall make report of your doings, and what you shall have found, that such farther order may be taken for the punishing of the offenders as shall appertain. And so praying and requiring you in Her Majesty's name to use all convenient diligence, and for that purpose to appoint some certain times of your meetings, calling unto you Bedell to the register, to write and set down the examinations that shall be by you taken, and to keep account of your doings in this service. Sectaries, suggesting members of a sect, is used here as a term of abuse, and also to emphasize the zeal of the reformers.